So, what is on the Dendera zodiac? Well, the word itself, it's saying it are the zodiac signs. How do we have to see this in 3D? What are these figures holding? Is it the dome? Let's fly in the universe and enter the reflecting ball. The universe is the reflection of the bigger Earth. So where exactly are the zodiac signs? Is it on the top of the universe or the bottom? In Dendera, the same zodiac is depicted in a rectangle. Maybe we have to put an oval into the rectangle. Nut is holding the sky, top and bottom. 12 zodiac signs. On the zodiac sign Taurus, we have this strange bull, the kneeling Mitra's bull. Is it showing the bigger Earth with our crater? Let's put this on a 3D ball and fly inside. So the question might be, is this a depiction of our universe? But what exactly are zodiac signs? Let's take the moon map, make it a bit darker, Put this on a 3D ball and fly around. Now my question would be, is there a reason why they call these figures lions, scorpions, and so on? Then I realized, it's not just about the stars, it's also about the landscape. There are a lot of scorpions on the moon. What do you think of this one? Pisces. Now let's say I'm right, and this is Pisces, and this is Scorpio. What would be the sequence of the zodiac signs? Now if the Earth was rotating around its axis, it would be simple. It would be a straight line. But the Earth is wobbling. Now in one of my videos, I made a graphic of the analemma. And that brought me to the sine wave. Now about the same time, I was watching a program on TV, Salvage Hunters Restorers. There was a restoration of this strange object. And one particularly sign caught my eye.
To the modern imagination, the universe can seem like an incomprehensibly vast and complex place. The Earth a mere blip, a cosmic accident. Well, if you find that unsettling, then here's a beautiful and perhaps reassuring alternative. In this object is a very different vision. A vision that extends right back to the 2nd century Alexandrian mathematician, Claudius Ptolemy. Here we have, contained within these elegant rings, tidy and symmetrical, the entire universe. Known as an armillary sphere, this instrument survived right throughout the medieval period into the early modern era, and it came to symbolize that most noble queen of the sciences, astronomy. It wasn't until the middle of the 16th century, with the Polish mathematician Nicholas Copernicus, that this concept was seriously challenged. Held stationary at the center is the Earth, represented by this small brass sphere. And about it rotate a set of rings representing the heavens, the celestial sphere, one complete rotation being a day. The sphere is mounted at the celestial poles, which defines the axis of rotation. And its structure includes an equatorial ring and two smaller rings parallel to the equatorial ring. To the north is the Tropic of Cancer, and to the south, the Tropic of Capricorn. Just touching these two smaller rings is another brass ring which crosses the equatorial ring at the equinoxes, the times of equal hours of day and night. This represents the unique pathway of the Sun as it travels through the zodiac on its annual journey.
So, what happens when you put a sine wave on the moon map and you put it on a 3D ball? Exactly. Look at the thick line in the middle. So now I'm sure I can find the zodiac signs in a sine wave pattern. The only question I have, is it up or down? Now if I divide this line into 12, it should be simple. So is it any wonder that lots of cultures all have different zodiac signs? So let's give it a try. Don't take this for granted. Take a look at it in a 3D shape. The green dot is our crater. Let me refresh your minds. You have the Pleiades, Taurus, Orion, and Sirius. In the middle, you have the Eye of Horus, sitting on an arrow. My interpretation is, you are here. On the right you have Orion. On the left you have Sotis. Sotis is holding the five-pointed star, symbol of Sirius. The reason of this is probably the V shape of our crater. Now Sotis is a bull, a sitting bull. Reminds me of the Indian chief who was imprisoned by the Black Cube organization and put in a circus. Now the question is, why did they change the cow goddess into the dog star? So on the ceiling you have the Horus with the arrow, you have Orion, Taurus and Sirius. Looking for some more information about the Dendera zodiac, it was stated that this zodiac was a bad copy of the Babylonian zodiac. So I started to look for the Babylonian zodiac. So So someone analyzed it and came up with this drawing. You have Horus on an arrow. Then you have the true shepherd of Anu, Orion, Taurus, and the Pleiades. But strangely, no sign of Sirius. So could this mean that the Babylonians know that the observer and Sirius are exactly the same point? Now remember in my first videos how I found Orion, Taurus, the Pleiades? Let's situate that on the moon map. Zoom out and take a look at this red circle. Take the Babylonian star map. Behind these figures you see like a circular shape. So you have Orion, Taurus, the Pleiades. Next to this red circle you have the zodiac sign Pisces. But in Babylon it's not two Pisces, but one Pisces and a swallow. With some fantasy you could see a swallow instead of a Pisces. Let's concentrate on this white line. Go to the moon map and zoom out. This rock formation is the structure we observe as the Milky Way. Let's do an experiment with Photoshop. Take this area and enlarge it. These are the planets. Enlarge this area and it are the star systems Orion, Taurus, Pleiades. Now I'll make the first and the second layer, instead of 100% transparent, I make it 50%. Put these on top of each other and now I move the top layer. This is the star system Orion, Taurus, Pleiades that is passing every night. An analemma in an analemma in an analemma. Alleluia. The movement of the Milky Way. In the center of the Babylonian star map, we have the plowman. Is he at the center of the wobble of the earth? Or is he the one responsible for the wobble of the earth? Also interesting is the Greek zodiac. You have the bull, Orion, the dog star, but at the dog star you have a boat. The dog star and the boat, Argo. Let's take a medieval map. Orion, Sirius the dog star, and Argo. Jason and the Argonauts. The Ark is lying next to our crater, and it is changing the crater into Atlantis, the rings of Saturn and the box. if an armillary sphere is giving you a perfect explanation of the universe, why are you at a certain point in time switching to the solar system?
It wasn't until the middle of the 16th century, with the Polish mathematician Nicholas Copernicus, that this concept was seriously challenged.
Reading about this story about Copernicus and the Pope, it struck me like another red pill, blue pill story. The battle between left brain and right brain.
Held stationary at the center is the Earth, represented by this small brass sphere.
Religion, the stationary Earth, against science, the heliocentric model. And the solution is when you put the two theories together. And now another example of scientific lunacy.
Ptolemy's system reliably predicted the future behavior of the planets. Another step in man's journey to understand and control the universe.
The Ptolemaic system was extremely complex. It had all these planets going in loops, and it worked beautifully, but it was just wrong. The idea that you can predict something doesn't mean you understand the fundamental principles behind it. The idea that you can predict something doesn't mean you understand the fundamental principles behind it.
Now, this is the Ptolemaic system. Did Ptolemy know that we are on a bigger Earth? And did he know that Sun, Moon, and the universe are a reflection of the bigger Earth? It would be interesting to look at the original work of Ptolemy, but lots of these original works have been lost, deliberately or not. But that would be the subject of a whole new video. In the meantime, thanks for watching, and thanks for all your comments. Bye.